Rosa.
You are now listening to Fancy Plans and Things Radio.
Hey, yo, Alexa, is it Friday yet? Yes, Hensy, it is finally Friday. Yes. Okay, it is officially your girl's favorite day of the week. Yes, Hensy. Okay. Let me just tell you, this week has been uber freaking crazy, but I am so blessed to be here. I am so happy to be up in here chatting with you guys. It has been a week, but before we even get into that, okay, how is everyone out there? Hi, I'm your host, Queen. If you are just now tuning into Fancy Plans and Things Radio, I just want to welcome you in. Come on in, come chat with your girl. Let's talk about all the things, the babes behind the planners themselves, the brands of the planners, and everything in between, okay? And if you're an oldie, but a goodie, but you're always tuning in with your girl every Friday, welcome back. Welcome back, boo. I'm so glad you're back here to join me for another great episode, okay? You guys, like I said, this week has been absolutely crazy and so busy and emotionally just draining, okay? Just really draining. We will get into all the things about how this week has went, but this last past week, I just definitely, you guys, it was legit just a struggle bus for me. It started like with Monday. Let's talk about Monday. Let's talk about how Instagram just automatically unplugged us and basically just told us, like, you're going to take a break whether you want to or not. I wasn't too upset about Facebook because I really don't get on Facebook like that. Facebook is really not my jam. Like, I literally have to remind myself, like, hey, girl, you got some groups over on Facebook you might need to check. You know, it's been a few days. Y'all, Instagram is just not my jam. I'm just not into Instagram. It's not my thing. You know, it's never really been my thing. Yeah, it's just not. I really am not into Facebook. But the fact that I couldn't get on Instagram, you guys, was driving me absolutely freaking insane. And then after I couldn't get on Instagram, I thought something just was like wrong with my phone. Didn't really know what was going on. You guys, I logged out of my main account, which is now Queen's Fancy Plans. It's my main account. And I don't know why I did that. So I have a couple of other Instagrams. Like, I have my beauty Instagram. I have my podcast page. I have my Disney Instagram. And then I have a couple of other ones for content creating that I was going to start but never really started, right? You guys, I logged out of my account and then went into an instant panic because then not only was Instagram down, I couldn't get back into my account, right? And when Instagram came back, I still couldn't get into my account for like a good hour after everybody else was like, oh, Instagram's working fine. So then I started to panic. I'm hitting up my girl Cass. I'm like, Cass, did you get any weird DMs? Like, do you see anything like on my page? Is it alarming? Like, did somebody hack me? This whole time, like, I know that I have the two-step verification on. Like, I know I have the two-step verification on, but why can I not get into this account? Y'all, it finally let me into this account. And when I tell you that I was over here trying to do some Hail Mary, some thank you, Jesus, hold my mule, Shirley Caesar shout over here, because I was just so happy. So happy, hunty, to just finally get back into my account. Y'all, I don't know. I really don't be liking when people tell me what to do. And I really just felt like they were unplugging me when I didn't ask to unplug. Did I need to be unplugged? I sure did. It has been a rough week and I definitely needed to be unplugged. But I was not here for that. Okay. I was not here for the whole internet being down. And let me just tell you, my theory behind the whole thing is that literally I feel like the whistleblower, okay, blew his whistle a little too hard and they was like, oh snap, we gotta fix some things before they come investigating, you know. And so then they was just like, let's shut it all down, let's scrub it clean, you know, get it right, okay, and then put it back. But you know, don't just be shutting down people's stuff without no warning, like, for real. And on top of that, is it me or has anybody else noticed that Instagram has just been on one ever since it came back? Like, it was already on one, but now it's on one times 10 because, like, now Instagram Lives ain't doing well. Like, they just in and out, in and out, in and out. We're posting photos and the photos are not getting a whole bunch of views or likes anymore. I mean, that was already happening before, but now it has really hit the fan. It has just been a mess on Instagram. Some of my stories are having issues like going up. So I'm having to like make sure that I like record, save them, and then re-upload them. So I'll have them because Instagram is just out of completely whack. And then the followers have just been going down, down, down. And then like 2 hours later, they'll be back at the same number that they were. And I'm just like, what is happening here? Am I losing followers? Am I gaining followers? Like, Instagram, get your stuff together, okay? Because ain't nobody got time to be trying to figure out your drama, okay? We trying to live our lives all while trying to figure out your drama and your algorithm and all of this foolishness. And honestly, I don't even want to buy into figuring out Instagram's like weird algorithm, because as soon as you start figuring it out, it'd be like, oh no, we're doing this now. And it's just like, what? Where they do that at? Like, who said that? Like, seriously. So I'm not even gonna bother. The likes are what it is what it is. Like, you know, pretty much. Also this week, oh my gosh. So the big elephant in the room, we're gonna just go ahead and talk about it. Yes, hunty, your girl officially launched her Patreon. You guys, when I tell you that I am so grateful for all you babes who at least went and checked out the Patreon, all you babes who did sign up, I am grateful for my babes who signed up for my Patreon. And I don't care what tier you signed up for, just the fact that you want more content from me, or you want to be get bonus behind the scene content, anything that you wanted from me, or to just even just to let me know that you wanted to support me, I am so grateful for that. You guys are absolutely amazing. And let me just say, this Patreon was a long time coming. Like I said, I always joke about how like Myra low-key dragged me about it, because she would always ask me and then I would be like, girl, I'm coming. And then I like would never do it. And honestly, it was just because as much as like we all have confidence in ourselves and we see the potential that we have, it's kind of hard that like, if you don't believe it, anybody else in the world can come to you and say, hey, girl, I believe in you. I love what you're giving. But if you don't believe it yourself, you're never going to take those necessary steps. And I think a lot of what happened for me, I got wrapped up in like being in this community, but I was in this community under a hidden entity, if that makes any sense. Like, I was me, I was always queen, but I was under the influence of these other planner babes in the community, meaning that I was tying myself to a brand. I was tying myself to this company that didn't care anything about me, and that I was even saying, I am this planner. And I had to bring myself back to, I'm a planner baby. And I tell you, when I took that turn, it's been a slow journey, but when I took that turn of just becoming just a planner babe, I was able to see a lot of things more clear. I was able to really move and authentically be myself. And in that, I wanted to share with you guys a little bit of some things that have just happened this week alone. So, you know, again, I thank everyone for joining me for my Patreon launch, but this week has been a really, really tough week for me. And I have to shout my friend, the Joy Journal, out again this week, Elizabeth. She really came through clutch for me this week, and I am so grateful for her, and I'm so grateful for her friendship. But this week was just rough for me, and it was very unexpected. I, you know, this week is always kind of a tough week for me. Again, like I said, my grandfather passed away 13 years ago, officially this past Wednesday on October 6th. And he wasn't just my grandfather, he was my dad. And so I love him to pieces. And our bond and our relationship was just something just out of this world. And I was a daddy's girl. I'm just going to say it. I was my grandpa's girl, and I was a daddy's girl. And grief is just something that's weird. And while I was dealing with the grief, which goes into something else that I was dealing with. I was also dealing with imposter syndrome, and I was dealing with it to the point that I kept thinking, like, I'm not good enough. Maybe I should just back out of this Patreon. I should just, I don't deserve this. Why me? And then I started to think, why not me? Why don't I deserve this? Why do I feel the way that I feel? I don't make the best content out here, but I, you know, toot my own horn, toot, toot. Okay. I feel like I make some pretty good content, and I really enjoy sharing all the things of me and authentically being myself. And I was really worried about this week's episode, but one of the things that stood out to me was imposter syndrome. I just felt like I kept comparing myself to other people. I kept feeling like, okay, I'm not good enough, and that people are going to call me out on it, and that they're going to see right through me. And see right through what? That I'm human? I struggled so much this week, and it is absolutely crazy. And this is why I talk a lot about, like, mental health and loving yourself and taking this journey. And on this journey that I'm on, I'm really trying to become a better person. I'm trying to inspire others that you don't have to stay in the same place, and that though change is scary, can also be an amazing thing. And so what happened on Wednesday, basically, you guys, was that earlier this week, a whole bunch of things was going on. So I had some content that I needed to get done through Instagram that I couldn't get done, that I had to push to Tuesday. And by pushing that to Tuesday, because I woke up Monday with the migraine, the content for Instagram would have been just great. It would have been simple content. But because I woke up with a migraine, I was just, like, literally sick all day. So I was like, okay, if I can't do the Instagram content, let me work on just getting the last things for the Patreon done, getting them set up, making sure everything is right in the right places, all of these things, right? And while I was doing that, I also was just working on regular side business stuff that I needed to get done, like emails and all those things. So I took that day to just really focus on getting, like, basically a lot of the behind the scene things done, so that Tuesday or whenever Instagram came back up, I would be ready to go. And so again, Monday, I was hit again with the imposter syndrome, and it just felt like, okay, they're gonna see that I'm a big old phony. And I just, you know, literally started to panic. So then Tuesday comes in, and I'm still a little panicky, but it gets a little better. And then I wake up, you know, of course, I'm starting to miss my grandfather. I wake up Wednesday. And if there's ever been the saying of, like, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, I was in a mood, but I couldn't put my finger on the mood, right? And as I just went through my day, I had woke up Wednesday because, of course, I didn't film my intro video for my Patreon stuff until Wednesday. I wanted it to be fresh, and I had, like, this idea of things that I was gonna do, blah blah blah. It was just a lot, right? And I filmed the video, and as I start to sit down to edit the video, I start to get into a full-on panic, you guys. A full-on panic. I have never had this type of panic, to the point where I had on this, like, this dress. It's, like, one of my favorite dresses. I took the dress off because I felt like it was constricting me, like something was holding me down. It was too much weight. And this dress is, like, a thin knit material. It's seriously not that much weight. But I was feeling like I had to, like, I was just having sensory overload. I had to take this dress off. So I took the dress off, and I went and got another outfit, and I laid it on the chair next to me while I was sitting in my office, because I have this, like, really cute, like, little fuzzy fur stool that I like to sit on sometimes when I'm taking, like, doing videos and certain photos, so that way you can't see, like, the chair part behind me or whatever. And I'm sitting on that, and then I just was like, let me just message Elizabeth to see if she is free to talk. Maybe if we just talk about random stuff. But I think she knew, like, something was up. So me and her started talking. I told her that I was panicking a little bit, and she was like, hey girl, can we chat? And so I was like, yeah. And it wasn't until I started chatting with Elizabeth, and she was just asking me questions, really simple things, that I realized I was angry. And I was angry, not like angry at the world, but I was like, in a way I was just angry with grief. I was angry that I couldn't share launching my Patreon, which is something big for me, because I was taking a step to putting myself out there more than I already am. And I couldn't just say, tell my grandfather that, or I couldn't, he couldn't see that the person that I was becoming or the person that I'm turning into and all the things that I have accomplished throughout my life. Like I couldn't tell him that. I couldn't share those, like physically share those things with him. Right. And I was mad about that. And it has been a while since like I've been angry or upset or any of those things. So it just took me by surprise. And let me be honest, I am okay. Queen loves pink. I love rainbows. I love unicorns. I love nails. I love hair. I love makeup. But I am very boyish sometimes. I feel like when it comes to my emotions, I am not very good with sharing my emotions too much. And I am a big softy, honestly. I am. I wear my heart on my sleeve. I really do. But I struggle sometimes with just sharing my emotions. And I kept saying, this is stupid. This is stupid. I don't get why I'm feeling this way. And Elizabeth kept saying, it's not stupid and you're not weird. And it's okay to, you know, have these emotions. But in my head, I kept going, this is stupid. Okay. Like, you know, that baby on the reel. And she's like, this is bullshit. And I was like, this is bullshit. I was legit just having this big panic and meltdown. And at the same time, I was working on the content for the Patreon, and I just literally just couldn't wrap my head around why I was having this big meltdown, freak out. Y'all, it was bad. Okay. It was really, really bad. It was crazy. And I was just like, what in the heck is happening right now? It was literally like sensory overload because like I had to take that dress off. And I couldn't really, I couldn't have clothes on for about like 30 minutes because it was just felt like something was holding me down. And I just felt like if I took the dress off, I would feel better. I did, but I still was in a full on panic. And I said all this to say is that I don't think I would have been able to process all the feels. And I know for me, with processing my feelings, a lot of the times I'll get emotional about something and I'll be like, oh, I can't cry right now. I'm busy. I literally be like, suck it up, suck it up, suck it up. Like I tell myself, suck it up all the time. And I've gotten to the point where sometimes I really do stuff my own emotions. And I talk about how you guys are we're supposed to mentally check in and we're supposed to do these things. And I'm giving you guys all this advice and I'm not taking it myself. And Wednesday was really just one of those moments that made me look at myself differently and even made me look and say, you know what, even you sometimes need to take a moment to mentally check in with yourself. Take a moment to process all the feels. Take a moment to grieve. Take a moment to just breathe, okay? Just take a breath. Take a moment to just sit still, breathe, and just be in the moment of just you and your mind, and take a little bit of time for soul care and for your mental health so you can be the best version of you. Because I realized that I was afraid to show all these emotions, or I was afraid to let go because I thought I was going to fall into a million pieces. But even if I fall into a million pieces, I can still always get back up and work to put those pieces back together. I'm never going to be perfect. I am a work in progress, and I have to take accountability for my thoughts, my feelings, my emotions. And I have to work on those things in order to be the best version of myself. I'm never going to be perfect, but I can always strive to be the best version of myself that I can give. And it just kind of brought me back full circle to thinking about how we are told to be able to say, choose happy, choose joy, all of these things and all of these ways to tell us to just push down. We're supposed to be always smiling, always joyful, and always happy. But look, there's sometimes that we cannot be happy. There's sometimes that we need to share these emotions. We need to let go and we need to express how we're feeling and let those emotions out so that we can begin healing. And I swear, you guys, I talk a lot about this stuff because it's really important to me. And if you've ever been around anybody that you love who has a chemical imbalance in their brain or any type of mental health issues, any of those things, you know how important mental health is. And you know how important of like loving yourself is. And I realized a lot of that, all of that came from I was missing my grandfather. I was trying to go through the motions of imposter syndrome. And I was really trying to figure out was I even worthy of any of the things that I was doing? I was comparing myself to other people. And at the end of the day, I'm not them. I'm not anybody else but Queen. And the thing that makes me unique is that I am me and that I am different. And that's my superpower. And nobody can take those things away from me. I am divinely and uniquely made by God and designed by Him to be awesome. There's no one else as awesome as me. Okay? There's no one else like me. That's what I mean. And I had to just take a moment and step back and just really look at everything. And the moment that, like, I took a break, I breathed, I looked through everything, and I hit the launch button on that Patreon, I felt so much better. Everything just kind of melted away. Did my grief go away? No, because I am still grieving. I am still sad. I am still missing my dad. I am still missing that there are moments in my life that he will never get to see. There are things about me that I have drastically changed, and I have grew, and I have turned into this amazing woman who is still finding herself and building the life that she wants, and not just building a happy life, but I'm building my best life. I'm building a life with tools and things that I can take and pass down to my children and look back on and say, okay, this is what I accomplished in my life. This is how I changed my life. This is how I leveled up. And I know he would be proud of those things, but I'm so sad that I can't share those things with him. But what I did learn was that I carry him every day. I carry him every day in my heart. And he's with me. And though I can't physically touch him, I can't physically talk to him, I know that he's looking down on me. I know that he sees the things that I have accomplished. And I just want to tell anybody who's grieving for someone or going through grief or anything like that, that if you can just make it to the tomorrow, if you can just take it one step at a time, a minute by minute, hour by hour, hell, second by second, okay? It will get better. It does get easier with times. And you are definitely going to have moments where you just completely break down. Wednesday proved that. It has been years since I have actually been angry about him not being here. And so the anger took me completely by surprise. But you guys, I made it through. We're here. We're here at Friday. And I'm still happy. I'm still joyful, even though I'm grieving. I still have all those things inside of me because I know that sometimes these are just moments that I have to go through and that I can pick up the pieces and I will be okay. Okay. And you know, these feelings don't last forever. There are days and times when I don't cry and I don't think about it this way, but for some reason this week, it just weighed really heavy on me. And I just really wanted to talk about all of this stuff with you guys because it was a moment that, like I said, Elizabeth took the time to just kind of talk to me, and she played therapist and she's really great. And we just kind of talked about those things. And she really asked me different questions and made me think about the things that in a different way that I hadn't thought about them and processed them in a way that I hadn't processed them. And honestly, it has been a crazy week. I am so grateful for my friendship with Elizabeth, but I'm so grateful for the conversation that we had. I'm so grateful for all of you babes who just came out and supported the launch of the Patreon. And I just want to say to anyone who's out here suffering with imposter syndrome like I was, to just take a moment, step back, and look at all the things that you have accomplished. Look at all the things that you have done. Look at where you started and where you are now. And I guarantee that when you look through all those things, you will see that you're not a fraud, you're not a phony, and that people do really love you and people are out here to support you, and that it really is just kind of all in our head sometimes. And we turn imposter syndrome into such a big deal, and we're internalizing that fear, but we don't have to do that anymore. We are more than capable to go for our dreams, go for our goals, and accomplish anything that we set our minds and hearts to. And if you don't take anything else away from this episode today, remember you are you. And that is your superpower. No one can take that away from you. And you are uniquely made. There's no one else like you. And you got this. And if you need somebody to cheer you on, you need somebody to support you, just hit your girl up, because I'll be right there to cheer you on beyond the sidelines, supporting you and letting you know that you got this and that I believe in you and you should believe in you just like everyone else believes in you. I'm telling you, man, imposter syndrome robbed me this week. Over the weekend, it was robbing me. It was just doing the most. But I have now got a clear perspective. Grief was taking over. Imposter syndrome was taking over. But I have got a clear perspective and I'm feeling so much better. And I want to say thank you to Elizabeth for just listening to me pour my heart out and figure out what the heck was going on. Because, girl, it was not pretty, okay? It was not pretty at all. I literally, Wednesday, I changed my clothes like 3 times, y'all, 3 to 4 times. And I changed my hair like 3 to 4 times. Like, I didn't know how I wanted to wear my hair. Like, I was doing the absolute most because just so much was going on. But I am so thankful that I made it over that hump. It has been a while since grief has taken over for me like that. It has been a while since I have just felt the imposter syndrome just creep up like that. And I'm feeling better. I'm definitely going to start back hopping into my journal more regularly because I haven't been doing that. And that is definitely a form of self-care and like something that I really love doing, and it really does help me. It's very therapeutic, and I think I definitely need to do that more. So before we get out of here, I do want to end this show on a lighter note. I just wanted to talk to you guys and just kind of give you guys some behind the scenes and give you guys some inspiration to just keep going for the goal no matter what creeps up, even if the self-doubt, the imposter syndrome, all those things creep in. Keep going for the goal. Keep trying to crush your dreams and your goals, and that we see you and we support you and we love you. And if anybody needs someone to just even just cheer them on, I am here to do that for you. I love you guys so much. So let's talk about Queentober. Yes, Hensie, Queentober. Yes, because I didn't say it today yet. It's Queentober. If you don't know, your girl's birthday is officially in less than 2 weeks, and I'm so freaking excited. Okay, I'm so excited. Okay, I can't sign, child. Don't let me do that. I am really freaking excited about my birthday, and I have so many things planned. Me and Hubs are trying to have a mini getaway. We're going to go stay at like a nice, really nice hotel timeshare type of thing. And we're going to go to Disney for a day. I have a lot of things planned that I want to do, and I'm really excited. I hope to get you guys a lot of, I'm thinking about vlogging. Now, if you want to see the vlog, you're going to have to probably, most likely, okay, sign up for the Patreon, because I'm definitely thinking about vlogging and giving some little bonus content over there. So if you're not part of the Patreon family, okay, there's 5 tiers. So there should be something over there for everyone. You definitely should be hopping onto that. I'm definitely going to have some Disney content going up. Yeah, I'm just really excited in general for all the things that I'm getting ready to do. Also, with all of that being said, with the birthday stuff, y'all, I'm also hoping to buy maybe a new 2022 planner sometime within the next couple of weeks, because y'all, 2022 is creeping up super fast. And I don't know if anybody else is working on their 2022 lineup, but hunty, I don't know what planners I want to use. I was very confident and firm, and like I knew what I was going to use. And now that the time has come, chop, don't know what I'm going to use, okay? Because right now, I'm really, really loving my A5 wide. Honestly, let me just talk. Okay, you guys know that I PR for Lights Planner Action. And even before I PR'd for her, I found her inserts just awesome. Okay, I really love the paper quality. Like, I'm literally touching my planner right now. Like, I'm looking at the paper quality. Paper quality is fire. Okay, I don't know what kind of paper this is, though. I don't know if this paper is mixed with a little crack. Because she is, Bess is out here selling us paper crack, okay? This paper is some kind of magical unicorn, out of space alien. Like, this paper ain't never been here before. This ain't no regular degla schmegla paper, okay? This paper here is goals. This is paper goals. Like, all the other paper is jealous of this paper, okay? And then when you add in the black paper, good God almighty, that black paper, hunty, those black inserts that Bess be selling, y'all better jump on it. By the way, speaking of that, I'm gonna go ahead and do a little shameless plug here. Bess does have the Lights Planner Action black inserts. Sorry. Bess does have her black inserts in the shop right now for another 2 days, okay? Because today is Friday, so she has them in her shop right now all the way up until Saturday, okay? Or Sunday, I'm sorry. And let me tell you, if you have not got you any blackout inserts yet, please do so. And if you really want to do so, let me go ahead and give you a plug. Go ahead and use Queen 10 so you can get 10% off your inserts, okay? Because, baby, this paper is very magical. Like, this paper just, it just does something to my soul. So, therefore, my A5 wide is bae. Definitely bae. Like, I definitely know that I'm going to be rehooking this planner up and, like, adding things in. Because I'm still not sure which direction I want to. I haven't really set it up. I just put my inserts in here and just started using it. I don't have a whole, like, full setup in it yet. I also think that I want to try an A6 planner. I want to try an A6. I think it's an A6 Hobonichi. Y'all don't get me to lie. I think that's what it's called. But y'all, the bookbound A6 planner, it just looks like it's going to be bae. And it looks like it would be the perfect planner to stick inside of my purse. Because while I love my B6, my B6 rings is huge. Like, my cloud planner is pretty big. And it's kind of chunky. And every time I put it in my purse, my back be hurting. Look, your planner is supposed to bring you joy, not pain. And honey, right now, this B6 is not bringing me no type of joy. I do love it because it does have like a little bit of a Disney-esque vibe to it from the setup that I did. Because I did set it up and make the inserts and different things. But I don't know how I feel about it. Maybe if I reset it up, I will love it. But right now, my on-the-go planner is up in the air. My wellness planner is my passion planner right now. And that's up in the air because I don't know if I want to continue to use a passion planner for my wellness planner or use a passion planner for something else. And y'all, the planner, I literally don't know. What are y'all using? Somebody tell me. What you using, girl? What you out here? What is your lineup looking like? Because I really want to know, sis, because honestly, Queen don't know what her lineup is. I don't know what planner to use. I also bought a brand new Passion Planner daily saying, oh my God, I'm going to start using this daily in October. Girl, ain't touched that daily yet, okay? Then I was like, oh, you know what? The daily would be perfect to start in January because then I could use it for Planner Community Squad and all these things to keep up with challenges and different things. And I can just write out some daily to-do lists and keep up with them right there in the Passion Planner daily. Girl, no. I'm not feeling that no more either. I don't know what I'm going to use for my daily plans. I don't know what I'm going to use for my weekly plans other than my catch-all. And I know for a fact that my catch-all in my A5 wide RSL cloud, the inserts are going to be Lights Planner Action because this paper just does something to me, okay? This paper is so sexy. This paper is just, this paper is like The Rock, but in paper form. Does that make sense? Child, let me not even get started. Look, this paper is just scrumptious, okay? This paper is just different. Like, I'm not lying, y'all. All the other paper in the world is out here jealous of Bess's inserts. All the other paper in the world is out here saying, I want to be a real boy, okay? They want to be just like, okay? They want to be just like bestest inserts. Just like, okay, let me get off the paper. Because, honey, the paper is just freaking amazing. I don't know where Bess gets this paper from. I don't know if she knows a magical unicorn out in the forest. Girl, I don't know. But, honey, it is something to be said. Like, this paper writes so good. And, y'all, if you don't go get you some jelly rolls, okay, get you some of the moonlight jelly rolls to write on your black paper. Oh, Lord have mercy. Lord, it was all a dream. I'm telling you, it's just like that. It's like a dream up in here, okay? Oh, Lord. Okay, let me just stop talking about the paper because y'all like, Queen, you doing too much. But I'm just telling you, the paper is fire, okay? Go get you some of the paper, okay? Go get you some of the paper. So yeah, with that being said, y'all, I really don't know what my lineup's going to be looking like. I do know that I do want to incorporate the bando planner that I recently talked about in my stories and on Instagram. I do know that I want to incorporate that planner, and I'm not really a twin loop type of girl, but for some reason, this planner is just so cute. The artwork is absolutely beautiful. I'm just like, yeah, let me do that. Let me use that. I think that would be a really cute planner to use for 2022. But other than that, y'all, my lineup is just a hot moving mess. I'm not sure what to incorporate, what type of planners to use. I'm really looking at an A6, like I said. And if there's anybody out there who uses A6, can y'all send me some pictures on Fancy Plans and Things Radio or even Queen's Fancy Plans? Send me some pictures and let me see what your A6 game looking like, because I really feel like the A6 is calling me. And then this is right after I said that the B6 was my thing. Now I'm over here talking about I want an A6. Lord, I don't know. Just somebody send help, okay? This is a SOS. Send help, okay? Also, speaking of send help, so we doing wallpaper now? That's what we doing? I mean, okay, but before y'all, what? Okay, how did we get from planners, sticker books, a couple of tumblers here and there, to wallpaper? So this what we doing now? Like, I really feel like they're trying to capitalize on more than just, like, they're trying to move outside of their normal marketing, as in, like, planners and stickers. They want to move into, like, the home stuff. But I feel like stick with what you know. And also stick with what you haven't perfected yet, because you haven't perfected your planners just yet. The paper quality is still not top-notch at all. And I feel like the sticker books are still falling apart, or the stickers are not cut properly. And I feel like it's just due to because a lot of things are like mass produced. And so they're not taking the time to really quality control anything. They are just like, okay, it's made. Let's send it on out. And y'all, if you don't know what I'm talking about, I am definitely talking about HP. I just think they need to take time to focus on the things that they are already creating before they start adding in like the new things, like with home stuff. And honestly, what made them go in the home direction? I honestly felt like, okay, instead of going in the home direction, why not bring us like some bags, like some cute bags? Well, not us, because I'm not going to buy it. But why not bring us some cute bags, you know, some cute accessories, like real things that we could use. Y'all could have went back and tried the t-shirt stuff again. I mean, anything but wallpaper. And honestly, the wallpaper is very lackluster to me personally. I don't feel like the designs are anything that are just over the top, but that's just my personal opinion. Also, speaking of like people releasing things, brain totally went blank. Passion Planner had a new release. And okay, y'all know that I am an ambassador, but the release, I'm just going to be honest. Okay, just honest opinion, the release was not really me, and I'm really kind of sad because I love the red planner. It's absolutely beautiful, but I didn't like the tiger on the front. And I get it. The color was gorgeous, and I get it. They're doing like the year celebration and all of that, but I just really, I don't know. I think I was expecting something completely different. I also kind of wish that they had more planners in the lineup than they did. The marble one was really, really cute, but I'm not really sure if I'm feeling that one either. I don't know, guys. I don't know what passion planner I am going to pick up. I do know I'm going to pick up a new one, but I don't know which one I'm going to pick up. Again, the release just didn't leave me feeling super excited. I didn't see something that I would just absolutely love. So lately, all the releases from the planner companies for me have just been a little lackluster. I haven't really been feeling any of them. And maybe that's just a sign that I got enough planner crap. I don't know. Maybe that's just a sign of like, girl, you don't need to buy nothing else. Okay. Leave them planners in the people's store and company warehouses where it belongs. Okay. But seriously though, I just didn't see anything, y'all. I just didn't see anything that I really wanted to buy. There are a few things from like, okay, did y'all see the daily from Oristel and Annie? Like, oh my God. Oh my God. I have just been side-eyeing folks every time I see their planner unboxing because it's so freaking cute. I also saw some Printpression binders that I wanted, and they also have an A5 wide coil planner. And y'all know your girl is not a coil girl, but for some reason, Twin Loop and Coil is calling my name, so I might just have to try it out. I have really been out here trying to experiment with different planners, but rings is just where it's at for me right now. I like the ring planners because I'm able to still customize. I'm still able to switch things out. But y'all, I don't know why I want a coil planner. I don't even know why I'm trying to commit to a coil planner. Now, the bookbound planner, like Passion Planner, it doesn't bother me because I use it as my wellness planner. So that layout is fully fine. But like certain things like my catch-all planner, I love to switch out the weeklies. I love to switch out the monthlies. I love to change things up and put in different dividers and tabs and like cute little pieces of paper and all those things. And I've found ways to even decorate my passion planner when I want to by adding things in. But y'all, I'm attracted to this coil planner. And I know that the moment I buy this planner, I'm not going to use it. I'm just going to literally look at it because I literally have two undated coil planners that I pull out, look at them, and put them back on my shelf and don't use them. So why am I trying to buy a coil planner? Y'all pray for your girl because my planner lineup for 2022 is just in complete shambles. It's just in shambles. And you know what? I'm fine with that. I'm completely fine with that. 2022 might be the year that I just buy all the planners and try all the things and just figure out what I like and what I don't like and just have to be okay with just spending that money and figuring it out. Okay. But y'all are going to come along with me on the journey and we'll see how it goes. Right now, I got a regular A5, an A5 wide, a B6 rings. And again, the rings is just my thing. But I'm still thinking of that bookbound A6. And I'm still thinking about that daily planner from Oristel. Lord. Y'all send me pictures of y'all planners. And tell me what you like about the A6. And if you have the Oristel, tell me what you like about it, what you don't like about it. And if it's worth me actually like buying. Because seriously, your girl needs some planner help. So yeah, I just wanted to go over a couple of the launches, talk about the 2022 planner lineup, and talk about all the things that happened this week. Because honey, it has been a crazy week, but we are officially here. It is the weekend, baby. Okay, it is officially Friday. Yes, hunty. So I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. I hope you guys are having an amazing day, night, whenever you're listening to this episode. And with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. But before I do, remember that Sunday is self-care Sunday. Take time for you. Take time to unwind, relax, write in your journal, drink a glass of wine, take a bubble bath, do a little self-care, skincare, whatever it is that you can do for you, whether it's 5 minutes or 10 minutes, take time out for you because it is definitely much needed. And until next time, babes, stay fancy.